Welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of our podcast. Today, we are going to delve into a topic that is very close to our daily lives, and that is the impact of caffeine on health and alternatives to coffee. Caffeine, as we all know, is a stimulant that is found in various foods and drinks, most notably coffee and tea. It's a substance that many of us rely on to kickstart our day, to keep us alert during long meetings, or to pull us through late-night study sessions. But have you ever stopped to think about what caffeine is doing to your body and your health? Let's start by understanding what caffeine is. It's a natural stimulant that works by stimulating the brain and central nervous system, helping you stay alert and preventing the onset of tiredness. Now, this might sound like a miracle drug for our fast-paced, sleep-deprived society, but like all things, it comes with its own set of pros and cons. On the positive side, caffeine can indeed boost your mood, metabolism, and mental and physical performance. It's also rich in antioxidants, which are beneficial for your health. Some studies even suggest that coffee, which is high in caffeine, can protect against certain diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. However, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. Consuming too much caffeine can lead to a range of adverse effects. These include insomnia, digestive problems, muscle breakdown, addiction, high blood pressure, rapid heart rate, and fatigue. It's also worth noting that people have different thresholds for caffeine. Some can handle several cups of coffee without any adverse effects, while others may experience side effects after just one cup. So how much caffeine is too much? According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, 400 milligrams per day, that's about 4 or 5 cups of coffee, is generally not associated with dangerous negative effects in healthy adults. However, pregnant women, people with certain health conditions, and those who are particularly sensitive to caffeine should consume less. Now, if you're thinking about cutting back on caffeine, or if you're just looking for alternatives to your morning cup of joe, there are plenty of options out there. Firstly, you could try herbal tea. Herbal teas are naturally caffeine-free and come in a variety of flavors. Chamomile tea, for example, is known for its calming properties, while peppermint tea can aid digestion. Another great alternative is chicory coffee. Chicory coffee is a beverage made from the roots of the chicory plant, which are roasted, ground, and brewed into a coffee-like drink. It tastes very similar to coffee, but is less acidic and completely caffeine-free. If you're not ready to give up that coffee flavor, decaffeinated coffee could be the way to go. Decaf coffee is made from coffee beans that have had at least 97% of their caffeine removed. It tastes very similar to regular coffee, and you can drink it without worrying about the caffeine content. Lastly, you could try golden milk or turmeric latte. This is a warm, spiced beverage that's made from turmeric, milk, black pepper, and sweetener. It's caffeine-free, and turmeric has a host of health benefits, including anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties. In conclusion, while caffeine does have its benefits, it's important to consume it in moderation. If you're experiencing any adverse effects from caffeine, or if you're just looking for a change, there are plenty of delicious and healthy alternatives out there. Remember, everyone is different, so what works for one person might not work for another. It's all about finding what works best for you and your body. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of caffeine and its alternatives. I hope you found it informative and helpful. Until next time, stay healthy and stay curious.